And I'm gonna do that. Okay. Hey everybody, I'm Marjorie and you're watching Ask at Dead in Hip Hop. Hey Mike.
It's hot.
Hey everybody.
Hey, what up, what
up? Alright, so we're at the park today. I forget what it's called.
Grant Park.
Grant Park. It's so beautiful out. So our first question.
You said these nuts what?
Yes. These nuts are beautiful.
Like real.
This question comes from Ryan from London. Thank you, Ryan, so much for your question.
Uh-oh, Ryan Rittenton. What's up,
what up, Ryan? What up,
you guys Ryan? Know Ryan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who do you guys think is the best storyteller in hip-hop?
All time?
Sure. Raphael.
Goddamn Slick Rick,
man. Slick Rick?
All time. We talking all time. We talking all time hip-hop. For me, it's not even close. Like, well, it depends what type of storytelling. I enjoy Slick Rick.
Storytelling.
Yeah, I like Slick Rick's stories, man. I don't think nobody's ever been able to do it like how he does it. You're saying, like, that's why he's a legend. Slick Rick.
I'm old school, so I would definitely have a tendency to go with Slick Rick. I thought Biggie was great, you know, when it came to that area as well. But no, I mean, I think, you know, shit, he probably learned from Slick Rick. Slick Rick was great, man. When he told a story, you saw it in your head. And so I would have to give it up to him. I think Slick Rick would get the nod from me.
Yeah, my first thoughts was Big, too. Another person, I think he's a good storyteller. I think he's pretty underrated is Murs. Murs is a good storyteller, too. Golly, I'm like you, Cam. I feel like I'm missing something.
Shit, Q, Cam?
Yes, yeah, Q.
Shit, Ghostface? I like his storytelling.
Yeah, I just had to go with Biggie and Murs, just the fact that I think Murs is so underrated as a storyteller. I know I'm forgetting somebody.
Slick Rick is great. That's a basic classic answer.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good storytellers in hip hop. Like you said, Biggie was great. Nas is great with storytelling. Yeah. J. Rue the Damager was great with storytelling. But one day, he's telling the story of hip hop, and then he finds,
Puff Daddy?
Yeah. Puff Daddy didn't tell no
fucking story.
Oh, he's just talking about one day. Yeah. And he slapped. Who did he slap up when he went to Puff's office? He slapped somebody.
Foxy Brown.
It wasn't Foxy Brown. He slapped. He said we walked in and slapped somebody's bitch ass up. I forget his name though. Anyway, and we brought hip hop home one day.
Dang.
So yeah, Rakim was good with storytelling. The best is. I mean, I really think that Slick Rick was great, but I think that's just one of those answers you say when you don't want to get in hip hop trouble. You know, because I think some of Biggie's stories were just as good as Slick.
Yeah, that's
why. Not
better, yeah.
And shit, let's talk about Nas again. Like the chivalry told a fucking story backwards.
Rewind.
And it was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Dying love. You know, his wife. Well, she caught this girl cheating. And he killed himself. And
what about Coogee Rap? Well, what about Jay Z?
Fuck Jay Z. It's my turn, motherfucker! Hey, fuck Jay-Z! Tell a story about these nuts in your mouth. Anyway,
Coogee Rap.
Yeah, Coogee Rap could, four, was it 456?
456, it's a shame, Thug Love Story, part 1-3.
He was good with telling stories too, definitely. Special Ed could tell stories.
What about R. Kelly trapped in the closet? That's a good story.
But he's not a rapper.
Hey, even if he was a rapper, are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah,
I don't think that's a good story. I'm serious. Are you
what? No, it wasn't a good fucking
story. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. It's not a good
yes,
story.
Yes, it was. Why not, Mike?
That shit was entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
It was entertaining, but what?
I bet you wanted to hear number 64.
Yeah, I did. How the hell you gonna wrap this bullshit up? You went in the house. I walked in the closet.
How the hell a bitch come out in the closet? The sink and
thank
shit.
You. That's a bullshit. You're talking about that's a good story?
Fuck, what was the story?
The guy,
that's like a Tyler Perry story.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Tyler Perry probably wrote it for him. Don't tell nobody. What's this for, your aura? By the way, will you tell me too?
Aura.
Aura. Get out of here.
I'm going from Slick Rick to fucking Jerry.
I don't know.
Are you done yet?
Yeah, you can go fucking talk about
yes. Jay-Z. Goddamn, nobody said Jay. I thought it was all time greatest. Slick Rick. No. All time greatest to me is Slick Rick. But I think Jay-Z's up there. Not, 2011, 2010 Jay. But goddamn Reasonable Doubt, Jay, The Evils, on Volume 1, it was good just a week ago. Man, come on, man. Jay gave you stories, too. Jay, my number two, goddamn.
why can't he be your number one?
Wait, over big?
Not over big. Not
That's
over
not
big.
Number two.
But I'm
basic math, motherfucker.
Oh,
man. Oh, that was good.
What about Eminem?
So I don't think?
Stan. But he's told some stories.
How many stories has he told?
Shit. It's all, I mean, all his songs are telling stories.
But I don't think so. Yeah.
Is it because he doesn't have a lot of songs?
If we're talking about the best storytellers of all time, Eminem does not come in there.
Okay, I'm just throwing some names. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but
I'm gonna tell you right now. I think we had this discussion before. I don't like that song, Stan. I never did.
How do you not like Stan?
Because I think the song was boring to me, and I didn't care about it. And it wasn't the M that I wanted to hear. Now, you want to hear a story, talk about when he was getting beat up by D'Angelo Bailey in the bathroom. And then went home, and his head and his brain fell out. And he had to argue with his mom. Like, that was a better story to me than fucking Stan.
You want to hit them dark shit.
Mm-hmm.
What? You want to hit them dark stories.
I'm saying that was a good story. That was a more interesting story to me than Stan was.
What about...
But Stan was some real shit, though.
Yeah. Getting beat up by D'Angelo Bailey was some real shit.
I mean, put it like this. Stan was more relatable to a lot of people.
To y'all, because y'all were some bullies in high school.
How you just going to tag me as a bully?
Damn. What about Drake?
Yeah, Drake is introspective, yeah.
But he has some stories.
Drake has storytelling artist,
though.
Nah, he's not a storytelling artist.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's a real artist, though. He lets you in.
I like Drake.